Today program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, it's Casual Friday on Monday. How'd we do that?
I'm not sure. How did we do that?
I don't know. You know, I usually hate Mondays. I really do. Like that song. Remember that song? I hate, I don't like Mondays. I want to shoot.
I know something about rainy Mondays. They always get you down.
There was a song by the Boomtown Rats. Those of you who are music aficionados know what I'm talking about. The name of the song was I Don't Like Mondays. It was about a girl in the UK who went to school and shot a bunch of her student friends on a Monday morning. And I guess the psychotherapy process yielded the information, and the Boomtown Rats took her story and turned it into a song called I Don't Like Mondays.
Well, that's interesting.
But anyway, I usually don't like Mondays. Oh, goodness.
You okay?
I got to switch to filtered.
But you gotta quit smoking those Camels, huh?
Yeah. The lovely and talented Elisa Profumo is in the studio with me today. So I like Mondays now.
Hello.
Hello, hello. And you know, we're lucky we're here in the studio, actually. It's lucky for us that we were not devoured by bugs over the weekend.
I know. How about that?
You know, did I ever mention on the air that I bought that praying mantis pod?
I don't think you did.
My farmer that I get my milk and eggs from. That's not true. We don't get eggs from him. We get milk and grass-fed beef from him. He one day came when he delivered my milk, and he said, do you want any of these? And he had this big bucket of what looked like giant gray-colored boogers. And I said, what are they? And he said, they're praying mantis pods. They are Chinese praying mantis pods. Each pod will give birth to about 250 praying mantises. Not all of them will live. And he said that farmers buy them and put them around their crops so they have plenty of praying mantises so they don't have to depend on
pesticides.
Right. Uh-huh. So I thought, wouldn't it be novel to have, because for those of you who don't already get this idea, Elisa is like, she's like Snow White. She has all the animals living in her backyard. The wood doves actually stand there and let her spray them with the hose. They don't even run away. It's like she's so friendly with them. And you have specific trees that attract butterflies and plants that attract hummingbirds and honeybees. And you really, it's like a nature haven in your backyard.
It is. I was worried about the chipmunks, but I finally saw a couple this weekend, so they're okay.
You were worried that all the rain, right?
Uh-huh.
That right. They had drowned?
I don't know if they can do that, but because, you know, the rain, they burrow down, and I was afraid that the rain got
would go down in their hole and drown and them. I know. You were upset. You were so worried. Every day you'd say, I still haven't seen any chipmunks this year.
I saw two this weekend, so now I'll feel better.
Okay. So there you go. So the chipmunks are alive. So in the spirit of Snow White, I thought, you know, Elisa's yard is missing praying mantises. And we talk about planting pennyroyal and all this other stuff to keep bugs away. What better than to have nature's hunters of bugs like all over your backyard? So uh-huh. I buy the praying mantis pod, and it comes in a little white box reminiscent of the box that white rice comes from a Chinese restaurant, right?
Uh-huh.
The little metal handle. And I go, and I put it in the garage, and I go, I'm going to put this out on a tree in the next week or so.
Which never happened.
And the farmer even said to me, make sure you don't forget it and leave it in your house because it'll hatch, and you'll have 250 praying mantises all over your home.
Well, they were in the garage instead of inside the house.
Now let's talk about why we even looked for them. So you wake up in the middle of the night to use the facilities one night, and it dawns on you.
I woke up in the middle of the night, and I thought, oh, no, we better check on those praying mantis because they may have hatched by now.
Right.
And so the next morning I go down and check on them, and they had hatched.
There was over 250 praying mantises, all baby. They were probably a quarter to a half inch long, all over the wall, all over the cabinets where the little pod was sitting. And so
everywhere.
We ended up spending probably a cumulative time over the course of days, a couple hours, getting them all out to this beautiful hostas mm-hmm. plant that sits beneath a cherry blossom tree. Uh-huh. It's almost like the rainforest where we put them.
Mm-hmm.
And we put them in this tree, and now every morning I go out and check, and they're living there.
And he's talking to them. It's so cute. I heard him outside talking, and I thought, who is he talking to? He was talking to the praying mantis.
Yeah. I want them to know that, you know, I'm happy that they're there. I want them to live, you know, stay a while. Don't, you know, disappear too quickly. I was worried that the rain was going to drown them a couple days. I would check on them. And they are hunting. You can see them all over that area, sitting on the leaves, just still like praying mantises do.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw one the other day hunting a tiny little bug that was the size of a gnat. And it was walking around in front of him, and he was just standing there, just waiting for it to get close enough so he could just stick his arms out, grab it, and eat it. It was just amazing.
And they're so small right now. They're almost translucent
yeah.
in color.
Yeah, but keep in mind that these are Chinese praying mantis.
Uh-huh.
They are the largest of all the praying mantis. They get between 7 and 9 inches long when they're full grown.
Wow, that'll be great.
I know. It's going to be exciting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's the story about why we thought we were going to get eaten by bugs this weekend. But luckily, they're all outside now.
And you were surprised that I didn't get all freaked out about
every
the
woman
bugs.
I've ever known in my whole life would be like, oh my God, it's a bug. Get it out of here. Oh my God, it's a bug. Oh, I can't. I mean, I know women, and I'm going to leave their names anonymous, that I would be at work and they would call and say, you have to come home right away. There's a spider in the bathroom. It's like, what? You're like 200 pounds. Step on it. You know what I mean? Give me a break. But Elisa is picking up the praying mantises on a card and putting them in a cup. And I mean, just like right in there, right mm-hmm. in there. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm very impressed with that.
They're very cute.
But I guess you have to be that way if you garden a lot.
Right. Yes.
Because we worked all weekend this weekend on the backyard. I mean, you're up to your elbows in dirt replanting plants and moving this. And your herb garden is amazing.
I need to take some photos of the herb garden because even my stevia right now, I need to harvest some of it.
It's getting so big.
It's getting big. Mm-hmm. I'll just take photos and put it on the blog.
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to talk about stevia a little bit later in the show and aspartame and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I want to just kind of touch base on that again. But anyway, I have a special request for those of you who are listening to the show. I'm working on a project, and I can't discuss what it is at this point in time. But I need anybody out there who has been affected by this show in a positive way or in a negative way. I don't care. If you've been affected by the show, I need you to put a little something on my Facebook about how this show has affected you in a positive way, if it's helped you. What I'm really looking for is people who have feel that as a result of some of the things they've learned on the show, they've become healthier. And if you have pictures of yourself today, I don't mean before and after pictures. We don't need before and after pictures. But if you have a picture of yourself that you feel exemplifies that you are healthy and youthful for your age or not for your age, but if you feel that you're healthy and youthful, I need pictures for a project that we're working on. And I promise you it'll be exciting if you're selected. So please do that. If you can take the time, write a little paragraph on my Facebook about how the show has affected you positively. And more importantly, if you have a picture of yourself that exemplifies what you feel is what Superhuman Radio promotes, which is a healthy, youthful, rejuvenating lifestyle, a strong lifestyle, please post it or email it to me at onair@superhumanradio.com. Right?
Right.
Okay. Because I can't keep using Elisa's photo as the poster child for the show. People are getting tired of that. Anyway, we have about 2 minutes before we go into our first break. When we come out of the break, we're actually going to have David Wilson on the show.
We are. How come?
David has lost a total of 128 pounds so far. And, you know, Oprah has these women on all the time that, oh, I've lost 100 pounds. And it's like, you know what? David has lost 128 pounds
Good
so
for
far,
him.
And he's still going.
Good for him.
He's not done yet, and he hit a plateau that lasted 4 weeks, and he stuck to his guns, and he stuck to his program, and he tweaked his program a little bit of some things that I know that he heard Professor Dr. Andro talk about, and son of a gun, he overcame that plateau, and he's losing weight again.
That's great.
It is. It's very, very exciting, and it just goes to show you what a little determination and common sense.
So we're going to have him on after the break?
After the first break. And we probably can go ahead and take that first break now. We'll take it about 30 seconds early. And when we come back, We'll have David Wilson on with us, and we've got a lot of good things to talk about today. You're not going to want to miss today's show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have.
Welcome back.
That's a good song.
I know, I got lost there for a second. I just wanted to listen to the music.
I was wondering what you were doing.
I know, it's really a great song. I like it. Right, that's U2 and Willie Nelson. That's a pretty good band.
I know, at the very beginning, I thought he has Willie Nelson on.
Stinky Willie Nelson. There's a lot of rumors that he doesn't bathe very often.
So. Oh, really?
Anyway, we have a fan of the show. Also, he's been a guest on the show in the past, David Wilson on the air. How you doing, David?
Doing great, Carl, and digging the U2. I'm on a huge U2 trip right now.
Hey, David, you're a music aficionado, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember a song by the Boomtown Rats called I Don't Like Mondays?
No, I don't. But all that right. might have been a little before my time.
Okay, there you go. Thanks, David. Thanks for making me feel old. Okay, never mind. All right, that's not what we have you on the air anyway. You have reached a new personal best in weight loss, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
How much have you lost?
Now the total is up to 128.
Wow, you must feel really great about that.
Yeah, there's still a little ways to go, but yeah, I'm feeling pretty good.
Well, the real issue is you were stuck at a plateau for a while, right?
Yes.
For how long?
For about 4 months.
4 months, that's a long time to be stuck at a plateau. What did you do to keep yourself motivated and keep doing the things that you were doing?
I had to believe in the process and to believe that, you know, I might need to try a few different things, but I would find the right thing that was going to work for me. That I knew that metabolically something had to happen to allow the transformation.
Okay, so what did you find that worked for you?
Well, and I know that this is, you know, a little, I guess, controversial, but basically I had to, first off, I had to refeed myself. I had been in a, you know, serious dieting situation for about 20 months.
Right.
And I've received a lot of help from different people. You know, a lot of people that I've met through the show I've received help from. And but I'd say the one person that has actually kind of got me through this is a nutritionist. Well, I don't even know that she's a nutritionist, but she's a trainer called Lee Peel. Of LeePeel.com.
I know and, that name. I'm trying to think where I know her from.
She's sharp. I had a consult with her, and she looked at me, looked at my situation, and said, "How long has it been since you have eaten at least maintenance for, you know, 7 days in a row?" And I said, 20 months. And she said, "David, that's not going to work." So one of the first things that we did was I went on a week of literally went off my diet. She's like, "If you want whatever you want, just eat it." She said, "No, don't be stupid. I mean, that doesn't mean, you know, go hog wild on, you know, whatever. But, you know, if you want to, you know, have cereal for dessert at night, do it." And the interesting thing was those grains and things didn't make me feel bad at all. I soaked them up like a sponge, and I promise you, at 3,500 calories a day, eating carbs, I actually felt like I got leaner over the course of that week.
Really?
Yes.
Don't you think that's also because you're much more insulin sensitive now from what you've been doing?
Absolutely, I do. Yes, yes. And I will try not to say absolutely so much because Arnav Sarkar and I like to joke about how I always say absolutely and he always says exactly when we're on. So.
Right.
No, but that's absolutely the reason, is because I think I'm in a completely different metabolic environment than I was 20 months ago.
Right.
And so I am now on an energy cycling plan. I am, when I am trying to lose fat, when I'm dieting, I'm dieting hard, and I mean really hard. But I am now taking very, very frequent refeeds.
How frequently?
Well, the cycle I'm on right now is I am on, meaning I'm dieting for 12 days, and then I'm going to take 2 days off, and then I'm going to diet for another 2 weeks. 2 weeks, try to get this right. 12 days on, 2 off, 12 on, 2 off. That's 4 weeks. And then I'm going to be on for a week and then off the diet for a full week to finish out the six-week cycle.
So who came up with this six-week cycle interval? Did Lee Peel do that?
Lee and I discussed it together. And
was it based on any feedback that you gave her about how you respond to nutrition?
It was based on, she wanted to know about, she said, about how long do you feel like you're able to make continued progress before things begin to slow down? I said, when I'm really, really well-fed and starting fresh, I got about 2 weeks in me.
Yeah.
So we decided, okay, well, let's do 12 on, 2 off, 12 on, 2 off, and then do a week on and then an entire week off. And she wants me to take whatever days that I'm eating at maintenance, where I'm basically going to be taking my calories way up to like about 3,500 a day.
Right.
She wants me to do something that I have not done in this entire process, which is straight up bodybuilding training. You know, I have gotten kind of in with Phil Stevens and some really, really great strength coaches like that. And all of my training has been really focused for the first time in my life that I've ever done this on straight strength work.
Right.
And Lee is like, I want you, when you're eating, I want you doing hypertrophy training. I want you to
take advantage. So she means high repetition, high volume stuff?
Barbell curls. You know, something that I have not done in a year and a half. This whole process, I haven't done barbell curls. And she's like, no, I want you doing stuff for aesthetics because I want you to put on as much mass as possible.
Right.
When you're eating. So, and actually that makes sense to me. So, so far it's worked really well. I had not lost any weight at all in, 4 solid months. And, now I have, since starting this, I have now dropped 12 pounds in about 2 weeks, a little under 2 weeks actually.
Yeah. You know, so, she's, and I'll tell you why she's right on about this. Bodybuilders make some of the best gains right after they're done with a competition, right after they've starved themselves for 16 weeks. A lot of bodybuilders will take off, but those who don't take off, they come back to the gym. Everything they eat turns to muscle right after that because your body is so primed,
right,
insulin sensitive that for those following 3 weeks, 4 weeks right out of a competition, if you train hard and you eat heavy, you put on muscle really fast.
Right.
She's smart.
And I'm counting on that. I'm hoping that this cycling program is really going to work, and I think it is. I'm feeling really, really good on it. My training during the hard, strict dieting times is really basically I'm doing nothing but kettlebell work during this time, and I'm using weights that are allowing me to tax my
nervous system,
aerobic ability.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. So that I'm not hitting failure with the weight before I'm breathing heavy is what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
So I'm doing like ladders, Pavel Sopcelin style ladders with the kettlebell clean and press, so that I'm hitting 75 cleans and presses with each arm. And I think Wednesday I think I did that workout in 35 minutes, and yesterday I was able to get that same workout down to 28 minutes. So
very good. Very good. So, now with this new cycling, we should be able to start gauging progress with more predictability, it sounds like.
I am hoping so. I'm really hoping that that's the case, and I think that it will be. I want to get under 200 pounds by the end of the year.
Oh, I'm sure you'll do it. I'm sure you know what? You're determined. And even if it isn't by the end of the year, and if it's the end of the first quarter of next year, you'll do it. So don't worry about it.
I believe so. You know, I turned 38 on Thursday, and so my goals, like I said, when I was on SHR, you know, back in November, my goals are by the time I'm 40, you know, I want to have single digit body fat at about 175 pounds, and you know, I only am 5'6", so I'm going to have to put on some muscle and take off a lot more fat to do that. But I'm motivated.
Well, you're on the right track. That's for sure. You're on the right track. And I congratulate you. 128 pounds is not that's not a small accomplishment. That's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, and it gives me motivation that, you know, according to my admittedly probably inaccurate bioimpedance scale at home, I only have to lose about another 105 pounds to hit single-digit body fat. So,
hey, listen, you know what? Let that be the goal, even if it's wrong, and get there. And then and then adjust from there. That's all.
Absolutely. Sure.
Well, listen, congratulations, David.
Thank you, Carl.
Congratulations and happy birthday.
Thanks, Elisa. Thank you so much.
Happy birthday. When's his birthday?
He said his birthday was last Thursday.
Oh, last Thursday. I'm sorry. I didn't pick up on that. I was too busy listening to your achievements. Congratulations. So you turned 38. That's right. Congratulations,
that's right.
Old man. And you don't remember you don't remember the Boomtown Rats? Oh, come on. Who are you joking, huh? All right, David, thanks a lot. Keep us posted, okay?
Thank you, Carl, very much.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
Yeah. I wrote down on Facebook, my hero, where he posted that.
That's cute.
Okay, back to some of the show topics. You know, this is a good opportunity for us to just mention about cellulite real quick, since we're talking about weight loss.
That's a good idea.
You know, Professor Andrew posted something interesting about topicals. But one of the things that people need to understand about cellulite is it's different. The structural collagen in women's skin is different than it is in men's skin.
Right.
And the structural collagen in women's skin actually runs perpendicular to the surface of the skin, and that's why women are prone to dimpling and men aren't.
Well, Dr. Andrew posted about the topical treatments, and they don't really work, right?
I don't necessarily agree completely with him. The topical treatments that are probably sold by companies, you know, that are selling mainstream stuff in Walgreens, excuse me, probably don't work.
Right.
But there are some very aggressive topicals out there that combine things like nicotine and
what about caffeine? I hear
caffeine. Caffeine is a beta adrenergic agent. Nicotine is as well. When used topically, it definitely has an effect, as does glycerothenic acid from licorice. The problem with glycerothenic acid is that it has the potential to raise blood pressure dramatically if it gets in systemically.
Uh-huh.
But glycerothenic acid in a topical is very powerful in spot fat reduction. And those doctors, plastic surgeons that specialize in that stuff, lipodissolve, all that is lipodissolve is phosphatidylcholine. So all you really need to do is buy lecithin, mix it with distilled water, and smear it on your skin in the areas that you want to get rid of fat, because lecithin is a phospholipid that's used in transdermal delivery. So ironically, it has phosphocholine in it, and it penetrates the skin by itself without adding anything to it. So just by smearing lecithin on your skin in the areas that you want to lose weight or reduce fat can actually have the same effect as going for the phosphocholine injections.
Like the lipodissolve.
Lipodissolve, yeah, works.
What about, I've heard people talk about Preparation H,
Preparation H bodies. will constrict the blood vessels.
Uh-huh.
Preparation H can tighten up the skin because it reduces the size of blood vessels.
Oh, really?
I don't think it has no effect on liberating
the
fat.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. When we talk about spot fat reduction, things like caffeine, nicotine, glycerothenic acid, and lecithin. And as a matter of fact, if you took lecithin, which is already a transdermal delivery vehicle by itself, and added glycerothenic acid, nicotine, and caffeine anhydrous to it in small quantities, I'm talking about like 1 milligram per milliliter is ultimately what you want, because you want it just to get into the skin. You don't want it delivered systemically so you don't feel all wired out.
Mm-hmm.
And you rub that on the areas of your body that you want to reduce spot fat, I predict it will work.
Interesting. I had read somewhere years ago about a model that used coffee scrubs. It actually took coffee and scrubbed her legs with it. Does that work?
I have to believe that could work. Caffeine anhydrous has a molecular weight, or caffeine in general has a molecular weight that would be capable of getting through the stratum corneum, and coffee grinds are an abrasive,
right,
like an exfoliating agent.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to believe that if you are exfoliating the skin, you're ripping away the dead cells.
Mm-hmm.
Now the fresh new cells of the stratum corneum, which are like tiles, they fit together, are there. And the water is leaching the caffeine out of the coffee grinds at the same time. Some of that caffeine will get through the skin.
Interesting.
So it's possible that she did have success with that. But the other thing that people have to understand is spot fat reduction is like fat reduction in general. It's not something you're going to rub on and 2 days later go, holy mackerel, it's working. You have to use these things consistently for weeks in and weeks out before you start to notice the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where people usually go, this stuff doesn't work.
Well, you have to do it in conjunction with your exercise and diet program as well.
Yeah, absolutely. But there's no doubt that these agents can work. But the stuff that you're going to buy at Walgreens, it's not going to have anything in it that is anywhere near as strong as caffeine anhydrous, nicotine, and definitely no glycerothenic acid, because most companies won't even fool with glycerothenic acid.
Where do you get that?
Well, caffeine anhydrous you can buy on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy nicotine powder on the internet. And glycerothenic acid, I'm pretty sure you can buy liberated, or you can just buy the real licorice root, soak it in ethyl alcohol or ethyl alcohol to liberate what's in the wood out, then let the ethyl take the wood out, let the ethyl alcohol evaporate, and you'll be left behind with some powders.
Maybe you should bottle that and sell it.
No, I don't sell it. I'm not in the supplement business. I just talk about this stuff.
That's okay.
We actually have to take a commercial break. When we come back, what are we going to talk about?
Stevia.
Stevia
again?
And aspartame. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go from there. We're going to talk about
Monsanto.
Public Enemy number one and the radio, the broadcast group that supports them, Public Radio.
Oh, yes.
So, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick up the show from there. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Monday. It's Superhuman Radio.
My friend, Sammy the Salmon.
What do you do?
Today, we're going to teach you some fun facts about salmon and a brand new day.
Is a Jazzy Fizzle.
Branched-chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The three amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at TrueProtein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to TrueProtein.com and get your BCAAs.
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. It's time for Pogo. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Time to Pogo. I don't know. That's actually the German version of this song. I guess they must pogo in Germany.
I guess. Maybe
instead
Dr.
of driving.
Dr. Andro would know that.
Yeah, we'll have to find out if they use pogo sticks to get around. Anyway, welcome back to Casual Friday on Monday. This is Superhuman Radio. Got a couple announcements to make. As you may have noticed, we have some new sponsors. Age Force Testo 100. This stuff is amazing. It's a patch that you wear that raises testosterone. I convinced them to drop the price by 50% to introduce the product to my audience. Go to superhumanradio.com, look for the Age Force banner ad and check it out today. Also, we did a show last week about Kodiak cream. How is that stuff working for your elbows, Elisa?
Good, good. Yeah.
So you said this is the first time that you have no pain in your elbows.
Right.
And
yes. I still have a little bit of the tennis elbow.
The golfer's elbow.
I have a little bit, but not quite nearly as it used to be. So sore that I could barely touch it, but now I can rub it and it's just barely sore.
And the other side where the tennis elbow was?
Totally gone.
Yeah, cool. Very cool. Okay, so check out Kodiak cream. You can get a free sample by going to superhumanradio.com. At the bottom, you'll see the Kodiak cream ad. You click it, put your address in, and they'll send you a free sample. It's about 6 servings, as he told me.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's enough for you to really get a good try out of it. Also, Dante over at True Protein wanted me to remind everybody that they have 2 types of BCAAs that they sell. One of them is called instantized BCAAs. That's the one we're talking about on the show.
That's the one that mixes with the water.
It disappears.
Right.
Because most BCAAs float on top of water. But these BCAAs are done differently so that they actually dissolve in the water. It's really great stuff. And they're very similar to Ajinomoto.
Speaking of Ajinomoto.
Yes.
Did you know that they are the world's largest producer of aspartame products?
No, I did not.
Yep.
Really?
They are.
So they make BCAAs and they make aspartame.
Yep. And guess who they acquired the aspartame business from?
Who?
All roads always lead back to
Monsanto.
Oh, yes. My God. In 2000, they purchased the aspartame business from Monsanto for $67 million, no less.
That's a lot of money. You're right.
Yeah, that is a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah. So since we're talking about aspartame, I know someone posted a study that shows conclusively that aspartame does cause cancer, but as Dr. Andro points out, you'd have to drink like 167 cans of soda a day in order to get that 380 milligrams of aspartame.
But why don't people just use stevia?
Exactly. Why aren't these companies using stevia?
I don't know. Why aren't they?
Maybe because Monsanto doesn't own any stevia. Maybe the goal is to get Monsanto to buy stevia, and then they'll start using stevia.
Well, I know that there's supposedly an aftertaste with stevia, like a metallic taste. But
I don't notice it.
I don't notice it either. I have a friend that we were at lunch the other day, and I carry stevia packets with me. And so I gave her one to try because she was using, I think, Splenda or Sweet and Low. She's used both in the past, but I think she was using Splenda that day. And she said that she couldn't use the stevia because she went and bought some and she's going to give it to me because it has a metallic aftertaste.
I wouldn't say it has a metallic aftertaste. Stevia, I mean, if you use too much stevia, it clearly doesn't taste sweet any longer. You know, there's a point of diminishing returns with stevia, but clearly it's a better alternative than any of these other things, especially in light of the study that Dr. Andro posted that shows that it actually helps you manage blood sugar. They used it with diabetic rats and it actually allowed them to manage blood sugar without becoming hypoglycemic, which tells you it's doing something different to the body than these other sweeteners are.
I guess they don't want to use stevia because they, like Coca-Cola already has aspartame in their products. Or maybe it has something to do with Monsanto.
They have to reformulate, you know? Uh-huh. And plus, I think stevia is a little more expensive, too.
It is. It is more expensive.
Yeah.
My stevia in my garden's doing really well. I'm about ready to harvest some of the leaves, and I'm going to make my own liquid. So I'll have to let you know how it is.
Do you remember how to do that? We talked about that on the show one time. Isn't it like you smash up the leaves, and then you mix it with some X amount of parts of water?
Well, you just have to take the leaves and dry them on a net in the sun for 12 hours.
Right.
It's best dried in the sun as opposed to a dehydrator, and then you have to crush up the leaves.
Right.
And then you put them with water and you put them in the refrigerator for 24 hours.
Oh, okay. So it's not that hard.
No.
So you'll make your own stevia. Will you let us know how that works out?
I will. It's a fourth of a cup of warm water with the stevia leaves.
You know, by the way, you've found like some really amazing recipes that you're going to start posting on your blog for soda substitutes.
Right, because I don't drink soda, and I drink tea and water, and that's about it. But I found one yesterday for a homemade ginger ale. You use sparkling.
And I love ginger ale and root beer. Those are my two favorite drinks.
And I found one for root beer. Also, you use sparkling water and real ginger.
Right.
You buy the ginger root, and you boil it in water. And you use stevia with it. You use liquid stevia for the sweetener, like a teaspoon, I think. And you mix it with water, the sparkling water, and it makes your own ginger ale.
Now, I have to ask you. I know that the produce industry is trying to get the FDA to raise the allowable amounts of pesticides on their foods. And I wanted to ask you about ginger. I know that... The reason that they want to raise the allowable amounts on food is not because they feel that it would be helpful, but instead to us, to people, but helpful to them because they feel that a lot of people are worried about pesticides on their foods.
Well, basically, the produce industry is going to the USDA saying that they need to have a different, that the pesticide needs to, the allowable amount of pesticide needs to be raised because they're saying that people are not buying their produce. And the reason why they're not buying it is because they're afraid of pesticides.
Yeah. So that doesn't make any sense. So in other words, if I'm afraid of pesticides and right now you're allowed to have amount A, by raising it, I'm going to be even more afraid to buy produce.
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense.
No. Well, I guess what their problem is that they're not selling their produce. So,
yeah, well, go organic. They'll right. sell more produce. They need to learn how to go organic. They need to buy praying mantis pods and things like that. Invest in those types of technologies to do away with bugs and pests. And especially in light of what Nick Williamelli, who goes by Nick Guggs online, posted something on our Facebook saying that they now, the BT organism is showing up in humans' blood.
In a study done in India, yep.
I mean, this is scary stuff. And isn't it true? Didn't you read just this morning that Mexico has banned GMO corn?
They have. There were two cities in Mexico that banned GMO corn. And they use a lot of corn in Mexico.
And you know, the American government is famous for pointing at Mexico and going, atrocities. They don't take good care of their people there. They're derelict of their duties as a government to protect people. Well, it looks like they're doing a lot better job than we are here. When they're banning GMO corn, and we know that GMO corn is no good, but this government here wants to feed everybody GMO corn.
Yes, they do. The number one food vegetable that is has the highest amount of residue from pesticides was celery, and
oh,
I eat a ton of celery.
I know.
I have a list of 49 that I can blog if you want me to.
What's the five worst offenders, just out of curiosity?
Okay, the five worst offenders are celery, peaches, strawberries, apples, and blueberries. Nectarines, sweet bell peppers. I eat a ton of red bell peppers.
Right.
So, you know, just need to eat organic.
Those
make
have
sure,
to be organic.
Make sure it has the USDA organic label or certified USDA organic.
Because then it's 90% probably.
I think it was 95% organic.
95% organic.
Yeah. But better yet, go to your farmer's market and get it from your farmer's
Bingo.
Market.
Bingo.
That's instead of going to Whole Foods, who's now
tied
into Monsanto.
Tell that story about the grapefruit.
Oh.
We were having grapefruit this weekend, right?
Yes, I was eating a grapefruit. I went to the farmer's market. They have a co-op share, a share program with a farmer down in Florida where they get their citrus fruits from when it's not in season here.
Right.
And so I was going through the basket looking for really good grapefruit because I like the really sweet pink ones.
Right.
I found one that had a barcode on it, a barcode sticker on it. I didn't say anything. I guess I should have asked the lady. I didn't want to be rude.
Yeah, because when we buy from farmers markets, we assume they go right from the farm to us, right?
Right.
Okay. So we're eating these grapefruits, and you said to me, you think that they just buy this stuff at the grocery store and then sell it to us as organic, locally grown? Because obviously there's be enough of a margin if you went in and bought grapefruits, you know, for a dollar each and then sold them to people organically at, you know, $2.75 a pound. You know, clearly you'd make a good profit.
Right.
And I asked you, well, why would you say that? And you said, well, there was a barcode on one of these. And I thought, that's really interesting. Yes. How do you know?
How do you know? I guess you, I have said in the past, everything is organic here. And they have said, yes, it is.
But your dad, in his wisdom, when I told him, when mm-hmm. I told Ben about this, and he laughed, he said, well, how do you know it's really all organic? And he's an ex-farmer.
Yes, he is. I don't know.
You know, it makes you makes you question. I guess you really have to ask the questions, and you have to know for sure that the stuff you're buying is truly all organic.
The environmental work group, we were talking about them this morning.
EWG, great organization.
There was an epidemiologist and pediatrician with that group that pointed to a trio of peer-reviewed studies that was published last month, that the high levels of a class of pesticides known as
organophosphates.
Right.
Which are the worst offenders. They're terrible. We actually did a show about organophosphates.
That the children that were exposed to that in the womb had lower intelligence levels by the age of 7.
And that's perfect for the American government, because they don't want people to be too smart. They want people to be sheeple, just to follow whatever the government says. So having less intelligence is, you know, ideally the American government would appreciate if we were all drones and we just went to work and handed our money over to them and then slept standing up in the corner like some pod people. Well, I mean, let's face it, that really would be ideal for the American government.
And on the list of foods that are the best, that the lowest in pesticides, onions was number 1, avocado 2, sweet corn 3, pineapples 4, mango 5, and sweet peas, asparagus, kiwi, and cabbage.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat sweet corn ever. I don't care if it is low in pesticides.
No, neither would I, but it's on the list.
Right, exactly. But, you know, interestingly enough, Carlos Cardenas, who listens to the show and has sent us stuff from his grandfather Francisco's fruit market in Fillmore, California, I asked him once, is avocado a heavily sprayed fruit? And he said no. He said they don't use a lot of pesticides in avocado growth. So that's it. He was right. Absolutely right.
He was right. Yeah.
We could either take a break now, or we can start talking about Monsanto and their foray into GMO wheat.
It's up to you.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to rant a little bit about Monsanto, because they're at it again. And if you haven't seen the blog today, everybody needs to go to the blog today, because CNBC has a poll going on. And they're asking people if they think GMO is good or not. And the question is actually posed in such a way where they're hoping to get a lot of yeses. And there's a lot of uneducated people, as we know, whose babies have organophosphate brain when they grow up, who are probably saying, yes, GMO is good. We need people to go to the blog and vote today.
But the interesting thing is 83% have already said no.
Well,
on that.
And that's why we have to keep that movement going. We need people to go to the to superhumanradio.com, click today's blog post, click the link in there to get to the CNBC poll and vote no. We do not want GMO.
And thanks to Gordon Woodward. He sent that to us on Facebook.
Yeah, he sends us a lot of good stuff. We should make Gordon Woodward our Monsanto watchdog. We can actually interview him, and he can do little blurbs about Monsanto on Casual Fridays.
Yeah, we could.
We'll ask him. Okay. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series Power Blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best price and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Good music today.
Yes, you're dancing in your seat over there.
You know what's really funny?
What?
It almost appears that when I do a really important blog post, like even like this one today, the "You Must Vote No, Is GMO Okay?" It's gotten 4 shares so far on Facebook.
That one has only got 4.
Only 4, right? I wrote an article from scratch the other day about the demonization of bottled water because of its contribution to landfills as plastic, when clearly soda, dwarfs the plastic contribution.
And the writer of that article didn't say anything about plastics coming from sodas.
Right, right. And the reason is because they feel like, well, you can drink water from a tap. You can't drink water soda from a tap. So you have an alternative. And I would never drink tap water because municipal water purification is a joke. But that article, which I thought was so well written and impactful, got 2 shares.
Mm-hmm.
You post a recipe for what?
High protein French vanilla almond mousse, which is yummy, by the way.
And it got 34 reposts.
And it got 34 reposts.
Or better yet.
The
McDonald's chicken nugget paste, meat paste.
Looks like ice cream.
Yeah, it looks like ice cream or like marshmallow filling or something. That got like 243 reposts.
Yes, it did.
So what does my audience really want to hear about? They want to hear about the stuff that McDonald's does. They want recipes. They don't want to hear about the serious stuff like the plastic contribution to landfills and water being demonized.
I guess.
Oh, man. I mean, I've been off base. You know what? I'm just going to start posting funny stuff. That's all.
A little lightheartedness.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe I rant too much, so people want more lighthearted.
Oh, no, they want your ranting. They made that very clear.
Yeah, right. And on that note, Monsanto is up to no good again. They have decided to reinvest in GMO wheat because we don't have enough food that is destroying the linings of people's stomach, causing IBS, and God knows what types of birth defects and everything else that goes wrong. They decided that corn, sugar beet, soy, you know, why stop there? Let's go ahead and tackle wheat. So they expect to have GMO wheat they're shooting for over the course of the next decade. Apparently, wheat is much harder to GMO than some of these other species of.
I'm sure they'll find a way.
Yeah, they are. And this is scary because, you know, pretty soon you won't be able to get away from GMO unless
you move to Mexico.
Yeah, or to a country that cares about people and not Monsanto. Mm-hmm. It's clear that the American government really loves Monsanto because they let them do. You know what? If Monsanto came out tomorrow morning and said, you know, we think if we started injecting food with lead, it would make the food taste better, but it'd be such small amounts of lead per serving that it wouldn't hurt people. I think these politicians would be like, oh, you guys are geniuses. Let's do that. Yeah. Let's let Monsanto put lead in produce now because it makes the colors brighter. The reds of the bell peppers would be so red. You know, let's let them do that. They let them do anything they want to us.
They do. Like I said earlier, all roads always lead back to Monsanto.
It's scary.
It is scary.
It's scary.
How about that? Gordon also posted on my Facebook an official trailer of Food Matters. Is that a new movie?
I don't know. I saw that, and I want to have whoever put that together on the show.
I think we should put that on the blog so people can see that. That's very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great trailer. Is Food Matters a new movie? Is that what it is, you think?
It's the official trailer. I'm assuming that's what it is,
yeah,
yes.
I want to get whoever's doing that on the show. It's really, really good. But let's talk a little bit more about Monsanto for a second.
Well, what about how they advertise on NPR? You said
yes.
You've heard them on NPR.
Yes. And you know what? I've heard them, and I thought to myself, what's up with this? You know, NPR is supposed to be listener-supported. You know, they're supposed to be very liberal for the people, against the Republican agenda, against conservatism. They're all about trickle-down economics. They're all about helping everybody. And meanwhile, they're telling people, you know, grant money for this show is being brought to you by Monsanto, a great company that just wants to make your food better. That's all they want to do. It's like, what is it? What is it that the actual sponsorship piece says?
Here's what it says. Marketplace, that's the name of the show.
Yeah, and I listen to that show, Marketplace.
Oh, do you? What's it about?
It's about lots of things. They cover lots of different topics.
Marketplace is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Learn more at producemoreconservemore.com. That's their ad that they use.
Producemoreconservemore.com.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Their URL should be makefoodcheapermakepeoplesicker.com. That's what it should be. That's really what it should be.
It also said that I guess NPR had a misleading story that sounded as if Monsanto had written it itself that was called The Non-Organic Future.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. So that just goes to show you public radio is corruptible as well. And they position themselves as being this altruistic, we're the last bastion of good information out there. Everybody else has an agenda.
And that makes me sad because I like NPR. I like to listen to public radio.
So do I.
They have good programs.
Saturday afternoons public radio is one of my favorites. I mean, the car talk, it's only a game. I love Science Friday with, what's his name, Ira Flatto. I mean, these are all great shows.
They are.
But it just goes to show you, once again, money plays a large role in the information. Hey, they're not getting to me. If Monsanto came tomorrow and said, hey, we want to advertise on Superhuman Radio, I would say absolutely not. Go away.
Did you see where the Monsanto tied scientist just abruptly quit his job.
Yeah, maybe he can't live with himself anymore because he's tired of making people sick. Hopefully he'll come out soon with some breaking story on 60 Minutes.
He held a key research post with the USDA. His name was Roger Beachy, and he just all of a sudden abruptly quit.
Yeah, something's up with that.
I know. That's interesting.
Hopefully we'll see Roger come out of the woodwork at some time as a whistleblower about the real science, just like they did the tobacco industry. Hopefully he'll come out and say, Monsanto knows that GMO is killing people and making them sick. Come on, Roger, do it, man. Man up. You only have one life.
What did you put in your blog this morning that everybody is supposed to eat Monsanto food except for Monsanto?
Yeah, right. Yeah, they give the people in their cafeterias a choice. You don't have to eat GMO if you don't want to.
Exactly.
But we have to eat.
But we have to.
Yeah. Great. So anyway, okay. So hate Monsanto. It's the right thing to do. People need to come out against Monsanto as often as possible. What else do we have to talk about, Elisa?
The lazy cakes that have melatonin and valerian in them. That was on one of the morning shows this morning, and Nick Guggs also posted something on our Facebook about that.
This is an example, in my opinion, of where the supplement industry goes wrong. The supplement industry goes wrong when individuals start doing things that don't make common sense. They don't make sense. Taking melatonin during the daytime is a dangerous thing to do, in my opinion.
They're evidently brownies that are laced with them. And their Facebook page, they call it a tasty chocolate treat that brings on the ultimate state of relaxation.
Right. And so they're using melatonin, which is the pineal hormone that signals that it's time to go to sleep. Now keep in mind, it synchronizes circadian rhythm. So it's not like taking, what makes people sleepy besides melatonin? I mean,
valerian root.
Okay, valerian root, which acts like Valium. It's benzodiazepine mimetic.
I think it's sold in pharmacies in Europe.
Yes. That works differently than melatonin does. Melatonin tells the body the sun went down. It's time to go to sleep. And doing that in the middle of the day is not a wise thing.
Well, the brownies have 8 milligrams of melatonin in them.
Holy mackerel.
8 milligrams.
That's too much.
That's way too much. I usually take about a half of a milligram at night, but 8 milligrams. And I think that a 2-year-old child got a hold of one of those brownies and then he had to be rushed to the hospital.
The parents overreacted on that one, in my opinion.
Okay.
Because children up until the age of about 9 or 10 years old produce the equivalent of 10 milligrams a day of melatonin. So the baby probably came exhausted and went into a deep, deep sleep, and they were worried because they couldn't get the baby to wake up, and they took the baby to the hospital, but the melatonin would have worn off. But, you know, melatonin is a signaling hormone. It's such an important hormone that taking it in the daytime, melatonin is one of those hormones that you have to use responsibly. It has to be used at certain times of the day, which is nighttime, right before bed.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm scared of is these idiots like Lazy Cakes who are producing a product that is clearly children are going to want brownies.
Well, also, it looks like a cartoon character on the front of the label. So they say they're not marketing it to kids, but they really are.
Well, and the tobacco industry got a rap for that by using Joe Camel. They were saying, well, of course you're trying to appeal to teenagers. Joe Camel is this cute cartoon caricature. You're not trying to appeal to adults. So
right.
The same goes for Lazy Cakes. They make their product look like it's for kids, but they say, well, no, we put on that this should not be used by children. Baloney. And they're going to screw it up. You know what they're going to screw up? Those of us who take melatonin responsibly. We're going to be scrutinized for our use of melatonin. Next thing you know, Dick Durbin is already coming out talking. Dick Durbin is one of the first guys that comes out against every supplement. And he's already coming out saying, oh, you know, we have to control this industry from using melatonin. Well, the next thing that I say is, hey, no one can use melatonin unless it's prescribed by a doctor. And then the whole anti-aging movement gets wrangled in by doctors who have no interest in really treating people for anti-aging, but just bringing them, like sheeple, to the pharmaceutical agenda.
Right.
I mean, this is dangerous.
It is dangerous.
And I say those companies who are giving people melatonin irresponsibly need to stop. Find other sedatives, things that relax people. GABA, gamma-aminobutyric acid, valerian root. Even some of the B vitamins, inositol. You know, use those agents to make people relax, not melatonin in the middle of the day.
I didn't really like valerian root. I drank some of the Republic teas. It was called Get Some Z's Tea.
Yeah.
And I drank that, and that whole night, like, I woke up and my fingers were tingling, and the valerian just didn't work for me.
Me either. When I use valerian root, I always feel like I'm on the edge of sleep. I'm mm-hmm. almost in a deep sleep, but everything is so vivid. My dreams are too vivid on valerian root. It doesn't work for me. And now, as opposed to a tiny benzodiazepine, like a half a milligram or a milligram of Valium, which puts me into a really deep sleep. So valerian root does something different entirely.
It does. It really does.
What else?
Isn't there a drink? They make a drink called Drank. Wasn't that on the morning show this morning as well that has melatonin?
Melatonin, yeah. Drinks are melatonin. Yeah, drinks with melatonin to get people to relax. It's just exploitation of a science, an inappropriate exploitation of a science. That's all it is.
Yep.
So stop. The supplement industry has to stop this nonsense, you know? You can't destroy something that's good so that you can sell some cans of something that clearly should not be used during the daytime. That's it. Where do we go now, Miss Elisa?
I think that's all of our show.
That's
notes.
Everything? Okay. Uh-huh. All right. So we covered everything. I'm looking at the list here. I think we covered everything that we need to cover. If we missed anything, email me at onair@superhumanradio.com.
Oh, you know what you were going to do? You
what?
Were going to answer Michelle's question on the air today.
Should I go ahead and do that? Should I email it to her?
Whatever you want to do, but you need to answer it, whichever way.
I'll email it to her. Michelle Adams Hebert asked me about reconstituting melanotan 2, and I actually typed out like three paragraphs on Facebook to her. And then when I hit send, my Facebook page collapsed, the app stopped running or something like that, and I lost everything I had typed to her. And I thought, oh, great, now I have to do this all over again. I'll just talk about it on the show. But I think that I do have to retype it out. I really do.
Okay.
So I will answer hers. I'll answer hers in a message on Facebook.
Okay.
That's all we have, I guess.
That's it for now.
Well, we've got some great shows planned for you this week.
I'm looking forward to the one on Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday's show is specifically for a listener. Who is it that asked me to do this now? I'm going to forget his name. His name is Brian.
Are you talking about Cassandra?
Yeah, I'm having Cassandra on for a reason. His name is, let's see here. Hold on a second. I'll tell you, because I got to get this right, because he's a great guy. He called me. Oh, I can't think of his name now. It's okay. I'm doing a show with Cassandra Forsythe this week. It's really for women, about the mistakes that women make when they're trying to lose weight. Cassandra Forsythe is the one who wrote The Perfect Body Diet for Women's Day magazine. She's a professor over at the University of Connecticut. She's on, I believe, Wednesday. But we've got great shows all week. So you want to stay tuned. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
Bye.
This is...